There's a peculiar modern suffering we rarely name, the agony of knowing exactly what we should do while doing precisely nothing about it. You know you should call your aging parent more often. You know that side project could change your career. You know the conversation needs to happen. Yet weeks turn to months, and the gap between knowing and doing widens into a chasm of quiet self-betrayal. Greg Kretsch's The Art of Taking Action doesn't offer another motivational pep talk or productivity hack. Instead, it presents something far more radical, Japanese psychological traditions that have guided people through this paralysis for over a century. Drawing from Morita therapy, Kaizen, and Nikon reflection, Kretsch reveals a counterintuitive truth. Your feelings about a task matter far less than your response to what needs doing. This isn't about forcing yourself through gritted teeth. It's about discovering that action itself creates the clarity and motivation we mistakenly believe must come first. Buddhist tradition describes four horses responding to a driver's whip. The first moves at its shadow, the second at the driver's voice, the third when touched, and the fourth only when pain reaches bone deep. You might respond instantly to dirty dishes, yet procrastinate for months on creative projects. The revelation isn't becoming the best horse, it's recognizing which horse you are in each situation and working skillfully with that reality. The fourth horse possesses the truest spirit and the biggest heart, understanding suffering most intimately and developing the deepest compassion. The goal isn't transforming into someone who acts instantly, it's developing techniques that work regardless of which horse you happen to be. This liberates us from exhausting self-improvement and redirects energy toward appropriate action. Your procrastination isn't a character flaw to fix, it's information about your relationship with specific tasks, revealing what needs attention. Japanese psychology offers three complementary traditions that address paralysis at its roots. Morita therapy centers on a radical premise: accept uncomfortable feelings while acting anyway. Facing public speaking anxiety, don't try to calm down. Accept the anxiety completely while giving the speech. Thoughts and feelings flow through us like weather patterns, largely beyond our control. What we can control is action. The question shifts from, how do I feel about this, to what needs doing? Kaizen works through steps so small they bypass resistance entirely. Floss one tooth. Write one sentence. These micro actions create movement without triggering fear, compounding over time like interest, slow, steady evolution rather than dramatic transformation. Nikon provides reflective foundation through three questions: what have I received from others? What have I given? What troubles have I caused? This structured reflection reveals how deeply we're supported. The farmer who grew your breakfast, the engineer who designed your plumbing, the parent who stayed up through childhood illnesses. Nikon shifts motivation from obligation to gratitude, prompting action not because we must, but because we're moved by what we've received. Together, these approaches form a complete system. Morita provides the framework for acting despite discomfort, Kaizen offers the method of small steps, and Nikon supplies the motivation of gratitude. Procrastination's costs extend beyond personal disappointment. The Zeigarnik effect keeps unfinished tasks active in consciousness, consuming mental energy and creating persistent anxiety. Our inaction creates damaging ripples for others. The colleague staying late, the spouse handling neglected tasks, the friend adjusting their schedule. These ripples erode trust and create resentment. The existential costs accumulate quietly, dreams unrealized, potential untapped, regrets multiplying. What haunts us isn't the actions we took, but those we avoided. Conversations dodged, risks not taken, creative projects never started. Most insidious is how inaction disguises itself as busyness. We stay occupied with email, social media, and minor tasks while avoiding important work, creating the illusion of productivity while crucial priorities remain unaddressed. Understanding these broader impacts transforms procrastination from personal failing to pattern with consequences, not just for our productivity, but for our relationships and the legacy we're creating. The hardest part of any action is starting. We wait for perfect conditions, complete information, ideal timing, sufficient motivation. This waiting keeps us perpetually preparing rather than doing. The counterintuitive truth, start before you're ready. As Stephen Pressfield writes, don't prepare, begin. Our real enemy isn't lack of preparation, but resistance itself, that internal force generating endless excuses. Action isn't something that comes after figuring things out. Action is how we figure things out. Like a cook experimenting with stew, we must try things, taste, adjust, sometimes start over. Thinking keeps us stuck while action creates clarity. Several techniques overcome this inertia. The slightest move recognizes that once the body starts moving, emotional state naturally shifts. Or try just showing up. Commit only to being physically present with your materials. Another approach asks, what do we have here? A question shifting attention from feelings to concrete reality. These techniques bypass overthinking and engage directly with reality. The suffering of anticipation is almost always worse than the reality of doing. Taking action means working with reality as it presents itself, not as we wish it to be. Trees grow wherever they're planted. They don't lament poor soil or insufficient sunlight. They simply do their best with what they have. One writer realized, after fantasizing about perfect conditions, that all she really needed was a ballpoint pen and the back of a dry cleaning receipt and the faith to take that first step. Our likes and dislikes create conditioned responses, forming the basis for many of life's challenges. Mastering the ability to change these preferences is mastering life itself. Otherwise, we become victims bound by them. Initial excitement motivates us to begin projects, but inevitably fades. The Sanskrit word Arambashura describes heroes at the beginning who start with enthusiasm but soon lose motivation. The key is continuing what remains important even after excited feelings vanish. The Buddhist concept of Osho, overcoming by going around, offers a wiser approach than direct confrontation. Rather than battling challenging emotional states head-on, we navigate around them, like walking around ice instead of crossing it. This requires wisdom rather than strength, choosing to work with reality rather than against it. We spend much of our lives as audience members, reading books others wrote, watching movies others filmed, spectating at sporting events. While appreciating others' creativity has value, we neglect our own creative expression. It's easier to consume than create, yet everyone possesses creative capacity waiting to be exercised. The challenge is shifting from audience to actor, from passive consumer to active creator of your life's meaning. Don't let uncertainty prevent you from starting. Take just 10 minutes to do something creative today. This shift means embracing impermanence. Both difficult situations and pleasant ones will change. Your legacy isn't measured by tasks completed, but by integrity, kindness, quality of attention, and gratitude. A successful day isn't determined by checking boxes, but by how we treated others and maintained our presence. We're creating our legacy in each moment, not in some distant future. You're leaving a mark right now. The only question is what kind. In a world obsessed with feeling motivated before acting, this ancient wisdom offers something revolutionary: permission to begin exactly where you are, feeling exactly how you feel, doing exactly what needs doing. Your feelings will never give you permission. Your circumstances will never be perfect. The moment you've been waiting for is this one.